It's Thursday, the 26th of December, 2013. This is Hacker Public Radio 1409. Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon. Today is Thursday the 26th of December 2013 and you're listening to Hacker Public Radio episode 1409. Today's episode is by me, Ken Fallon, and it's a submission I did to the twit.tv network and their show over there called The Gizwiz. Now, if you don't know, The Gizwiz is Dick DiBartolo. He's a writer from Mad Magazine, and it's more or less a comedy show about the best and worst of gadgets that are out there. Sometimes they're very serious, sometimes they're not. And it's probably... that is one of the only shows that I have continued to listen to on the Twit network. Continually since it started, I do listen to some of their other shows. They're quite good resource for the community. They, as part of their shows, they request people to send in videos about old gadgets that they have that they knew that they loved and they simply couldn't throw away, or just, you know, pieces of crap, stuff that they bought that was totally and utterly useless, or indeed stuff that they invented themselves. For this episode, I wanted to promote the upcoming HPR 24-hour show. And it was through this show as well that I got Dick and Leo Laporte to congratulate us on our 1,000th episode. So for your delight and delectation, this is the show that I recorded and submitted for them. Links to the presentation and the video will, of course, be in the show notes. Hi, Dick and Leo. My name is Ken Fallon. The last time I spoke to you was around May 2012, where you guys congratulated Hacker Public Radio on its 1,000th episode. We've continued producing shows, but we still haven't got on to the Daily Gizwiz. Today I want to send in a submission for Gadget Warehouse. Recently, I've cleaned out my Gadget Warehouse, which was in the basement, and I've gotten rid of all of the devices that I had, both my own and ones that people gave to me. The reason mainly is because of this device. It's a Raspberry Pi. I have lots of them around the house, and generally they're as powerful as the computers that I'm recycling, but also they're very, very simple. They don't take any additional components. They're all encased in the one unit, and they're very energy efficient to run. So it simply doesn't make sense to resurrect old PCs and reuse them again. When I was bringing all these devices down to the recycling center, there was one or two things that I just couldn't throw away. The first one was this. It's a floppy disk adapter for taking a memory card from a Fujitsu camera. That's a whopping 2 megabytes. Alas, the camera is no longer with us, but this worked very, very well. Long after the camera had gone, I used this device in order to increase the amount of size that I could put onto a single floppy disk. Strangely enough, most of the computers had no problem reading over the 1.44 megabyte size of a traditional floppy disk. But the device that I really want to share with you today is this. You can kind of guess what it is. Got a printer connection at the side, a red ribbon that goes across to screw it in, and at the back, you guessed it, a network, two network ports, a BNC for the old coax type network, and a thin Ethernet, which is now 100 times slower than what we have today. But this was very, very useful. It came with its own cable and an additional wall socket, but I always used this cable, which would connect into a PS2 port. And for those new people among you, a PS2 port was a dedicated port for putting in a mouse and a keyboard. So you would unplug your keyboard, plug this guy in, and plug the keyboard into the back of this guy, and that would drive enough power, and you'd have two LEDs, a green and a red, and you'd know with the green one flashing if there was data going through. The reason this was so useful, the model number is a Zircam PE3-10BC. And the reason they were so useful was, back in the day, computers didn't come with network cards. So we used to add network cards to the computers. And it was always a struggle getting the DIP switches to get the correct interrupt in MS-DOS in order to load the drivers so that it could communicate with the hardware so that you could get on the network to get download all the other applications that we had. As time went on, they stopped using DIP switches and jumpers and went to using small MS-DOS utilities. Now, the problem with these ones was that every network card had its different different little program that you needed to have to configure the network card. So in order to configure the net, those were, of course, all kept on the network for us, but they mounted to a big stack of floppy disks. So what this device allowed us to do, with one floppy disk, we could boot MS-DOS, load the drivers for this guy, pull down all the drivers for all the network cards that we had in our entire organization, put them on the hard disk, and then one by one go through them until we got the right one, configure the interrupts. So this guy allowed us to get on the network, to get on the network. Brilliant, brilliant device. I liked it so much I actually went out and bought my own. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. They are available for sale still. I saw them on eBay in the UK for around $60, $70 down to something around $20. Just one other thing. Hacker Public Radio will again this year be running its New Year show. It's a 24-hour show again this year, or more actually, 26 hours, because we do from when the first time zone goes into the last time zone. I was just thinking it might be a great idea for something that you guys could do there on the Twit network. I guess it would be a great idea to do a 24-hour show. Leo, you might even consider getting a tuxedo or something like that. Anyway, good luck with your guys' 24-hour show, and we'll probably call in just to say hello during it. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening to my show. Bye!
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.